Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right, so happy Tuesday, everyone. Happy Tuesday. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. When you got up this morning, actually before you got up this morning, deposited into your time bank was 1,440 minutes. This, and every one of us received that gift. What we do with it, well, it depends on who you are and how you see time and how you see the one who gives you time. But Charles, we're using this part of our 1,440 minutes to be in the studio and talking to our, you call them,
Dad Up Nation.
Dad Up Nation.
And it's the best time Nation that we're using for the best day ever.
Listen, thank you so much for joining us. This is our second day in a long time because this wonderful station invested, I said invested, not spent, the last 2 weeks appealing to you, the listening audience, to support this station for the first, well, not the first, yeah, there are two parts that they do, two fundraisers. And even though they didn't hit the target, they went very close to it. And I have a strong belief that it will be reached because they have been doing this for 35 years. Yes, it's like nail biting. We, that show here, this we are like rookies because we are approaching our third month and I am getting a little bit nervous, but I'm going to pull a page from the book of the staff here and the management of the station that God will always provide. When we started this, Charles, it was on Friday, August 1st, 2025. We said, one, we were building the plane while we were flying it, but we were also going to see, based on the response from the audience and the resources that God provides through them and other means, how and when and if we move forward. So by the end of this month, we have a big decision to make. But until then, we want to maximize the time that we have here to say to our fathers and father figures who are listening that your presence, actually, as well as your absence, it matters in the lives of your children and families.
Yes. Like our dear Brother Patton used to always say, your presence means much.
Yes. And what we have attempted to do from day one is to provide you with biblically-based information as well as evidence-based information. And we try to do that by looking at five aspects of the lives of dads. We call those five areas spies. So yesterday we looked at the spiritual aspect of our lives as fathers and father figures. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the physical. That's the P. Tomorrow, the I, the mental health, intellectual. We have a guest who will be in on Tuesday, Thursday, when we look at the emotional. And I anticipate, too, that we'll have a couple guests in on Friday. I have two guys that we're going to talk to, Charles, that they remind me of your relationship with the brother in Delray.
In Delaware.
Delaware. You interviewed him.
Donald.
We're going to re-interview him to get some more out of his story. But also your Texas brother, man.
Tony.
Yes, Tony. Yes. Friends for umpteen years.
Yes.
For both of them, I know for Tony, you knew Tony first, right?
Yes, Tony is 48 years and Donald is 31 years.
Yeah. So these guys that we hope to talk to on Friday are people who have known each other and are good brotherly friends and support, which is what we want to talk about on Friday. The need for healthy social life, a circle of friends who will be there for you through thick and through thin. So today, while none of us, Charles, can claim to be in any way medical professionals, I want to pull on some of the information that's out there about the benefits of fasting, the physical benefits of fasting. Now, most of us, people of faith, when we fast, we know why. Because our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, said, when you fast, not if you fast, how to go about it. And I think most religions do practice that act. But for Christians, we have a number of solid, good biblical reasons. But I want us to look at the physical benefit of fasting. And I was fascinated by that because, again, we're talking about the P in spies. I have seen, and everyone has seen on the TV, as well as in person when I did a few mission trips, where without food, man, bad things happen to the body.
Yes. But science has shown, and it has been proven, that the body can survive 40 days without food.
You know, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Listen, our radio audience don't always know that you and I don't preview. We know we're talking about physical, but that is interesting. Because I learned somewhere, man, that I didn't know it was that 40 days, but apparently you can live up to 40 days without food, up to
3 days
without water, actually up to 8 minutes.
Yes.
Your brain might not survive after, but up to 8 minutes without air.
Yes.
But you can't live 1 minute without hope.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Without hope.
Yes. Everyone has hope in something.
Or someone.
Someone. So we're here to say, why not have hope in the creator of hope?
Hey, I'm going to say a verse that you'll probably know. The God of hope.
That's right. Romans 15:13. Yes.
Yeah. Why not have hope? And by the way, this hope is not a hope. You know, if I say, I hope Karen comes and helps us with the recording. You know, if I said, I hope that. That's a hope. That's a wish. But when I say I have a hope in God.
Yes.
This is not a hope. It's a no-so hope.
Yes.
It's a rock-rib. Hope.
Yes, yes.
But we digressed for a little bit. So we want to talk about the benefits of fasting. And I know we use this expression, I'm starving, so flippantly.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I have to admit, man, when I went on a mission trip after that terrible earthquake in 2010.
Oh, in Haiti.
In Haiti. Yes, we went there, our church, and some of the young people. We went 4 years, and I came back with a greater appreciation for water.
Yes.
Shower. Yes. Things like those things that we take for granted.
Yes.
So I don't think I can truly say I have ever starved. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, there are people that, in a sense, they fast, but not intentionally.
Right.
Because
there
is such a lack of food.
Lack of food.
Yes.
So some of the benefits of fasting, man, I say I'm going to fast more often. Seriously. Now, of course, when we fast for religious reasons, it should never be simply because we want to lose weight, primarily.
Yeah.
And I remember, self-disclosure here, that there were times in the past when, for me, it wasn't food denied. It was food delayed.
Yeah.
Because if breakfast would have been egg muffins, the whole works, then I would put it off, still prepare it. So I haven't denied myself. I just delayed. And that, I think it defeats the purpose.
And there are... sometimes. There are many ways to fast.
Yes.
But we're talking about food today.
Yes. So we have the intermittent fast. We have the juice fast. We have the multi-day water fasts. And I found two lesser-known benefits of fasting, Charles, that I'm going to ask. I bet you didn't know that. But number one, the more obvious ones, probably to many of us, is that the body is cleaned out and cells are repaired.
Yes.
And I thought about my car. Sorry.
Okay.
The more you use that thing, the more you need to take care of it.
Right.
Be it the air filter, the oil, because you're using it.
Yes.
And I remember going into the main dealer who told me it needed to be flushed. And that sounds like a good thing. When he told me how much to flush it, I thought, this is like flushing money down the drain. Yeah, but apparently it needed to be flushed. So the body is taking in all of this food and drink, mark you. Not always the most healthy food based on the food we are buying now, the processed foods.
Yes.
And at some stage, when we fast, medically it's proven that it actually helps.
Yes. And during the fast, we're usually drinking more water.
More water.
And that, in turn, also helps to flush out whatever toxins. There are so many preservatives in so many foods that we just don't realize. And, I know it's necessary for preservation and to keep the food longer, but sometimes we just don't realize what it does to our
body. To our bodies.
Because our bodies weren't made to process all of that.
If they're meant to kill insects, what else is it killing?
Yes.
I learned something recently. You know how you can almost go to the University of YouTube and come out knowing everything?
Yeah.
That when you buy fruits and vegetables, wash them. I was wondering, where are these flies? I didn't buy flies at Publix or Aldi or Winn-Dixie, but the flies, apparently the eggs or whatever it is,
so when you
wash the bananas and all that, and I notice it actually works.
Yes, yes. That's one of the things that I was guilty of not doing, and it used to drive my wife crazy because I love grapes.
Okay.
And I would get a nice big bowl of grapes, and before I sit down, did you wash those grapes? And I'd have to turn around and go back to the sink and wash them. Because I just would grab them and go. Now I'm a little bit better. Because I got tired of getting chewed out, you know.
So, the food we eat over time, they say you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. So if we're eating all these processed foods, and let's face it, we can't always afford the organic ones.
Yes.
And by the way, why would you have organic eggs? Aren't all eggs eggs?
That's one of the mysteries of the universe there.
Okay. I suppose it depends on what the chickens are fed.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that producers of whatever we eat, they feed the animals or feed the plants to make them grow faster. And in a sense, we're taking all that in.
And so by fasting, we're actually helping ourselves.
Yes.
So we're saying to our dads and father figures out there, actually we're saying to anyone who listens to us, make it a habit. Mm-hmm. This is not to, in any way, Tuesdays generally, like today, is a sort of fasting day for me. And I see you have a bottle of water. Is it purified, dignified, or justified?
What sort of
water?
It's purified.
Purified water.
and it's justified.
And it's justified.
When I get my workout in, I like to take in a lot of water. So,
I believe, as we talk about the physical well-being of dads here, that we're recommending on the basis of medical science. Because, again, we promise you, brothers, fathers, anybody who's listening, we promise you that when we come to you with any information, we want to make sure that we believe, one, that it's biblically based, and two, that it's research-based and not something that we just pull out of thin air.
Yes, and if you look back in the Bible, there were no preservatives other than salt. And most of the people, until God decided that it was too long, there were a lot of people that lived hundreds of years.
You're gone down another you're gone on another path here.
And they just used water, grape juice, which they call wine, and plants, and whatever animals they would kill and cook right then.
So, a very interesting point. If you read the book of Genesis, and I know you do, initially there were there were vegetarians, like eat the plants, eat the herbs, and all that. Yes. And later on, animals came into to it. But the book of Leviticus and a lot of the Old Testament dietary rules, they weren't just there to make their lives miserable, as if God wanted to just give them rules.
Right.
It was actually for their own benefit.
Yes,
even during COVID, some of the things that we did or had to do, separating from the person or the place, in Leviticus, we are told what to do with the people who are sick or animals that are dead. And again, I'm thinking, wow, isn't that interesting? Science is actually catching up with the Bible.
Yeah, there you go. And everything in the Bible, we still live. We have lived over and over centuries and centuries later.
Yeah. So in addition to the cleansing of the cleansing and repairing of the cells, it says something here about anti-aging mechanism. I thought, seriously?
I've never heard that one.
I did not know that. Now, I know that I don't go to Macy's, and I have a feeling you don't go to Macy's in the beauty department section to buy anti-aging cream.
Well, for the most part, I don't go to Macy's because there's not much in there that will fit me. So
okay.
I don't go in there.
But, oh, by the way, this is not, let me quickly backtrack here, this is not a dig at anybody who feels the need to use cosmetic cream or whatever to look younger. But according to research, when you fast, you're actually helping your body and your skin. And
because, as you said, the cells repair themselves.
Yes, they do.
There you go.
Yes, they do. Here's another one. Reduces age-related diseases. Now, you might have a young person out there say, yippee, I don't have to fast because I haven't got age-related diseases. But again, that has been proven that when we fast, it helps age-related diseases. And you and I won't even mention that because we're not age-related.
There you go.
Here's another one. It boosts metabolism and promotes weight loss. Now, that almost speaks for itself.
Yes. And, you know, personally, I don't like to eat anything before I do any kind of physical exercise because I feel my body is trying to digest whatever I ate, and I don't have as much energy for the exercise. When I played basketball, I didn't eat before the game because it made me feel sluggish. I started that in high school, and I did it in college. Although we had a pregame meal that was long before the game, I had some teammates that would eat an hour before the game. I just couldn't do that. I felt better, in a sense, fasting before the game, and I had more energy, and I had more stamina.
Here is something that might confirm what you just said. It says that fasting encourages the body to switch from burning glucose for energy to burning fat.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, it is no wonder the Word of God says that the body is fearfully and wonderfully made. It knows how to, like, switch. You know, this is definitely a guy throw. Because I'm thinking of a vehicle that I saw one of my friends with. It's electric. They have the thing that they plug into the wall, but they also have the hole that you put gas in.
Yeah, there's a hybrid in.
Well, it's. I think I have a hybrid, but it doesn't have that. It's just. It's,
well, your hybrid, I believe, it uses different levels of octane for gas. That's what it is. But there is the hybrid that has electric and gas.
And when they're driving, these friends of mine, and if it runs out of gas, it just. You wouldn't switches even right know. Over. It just seamlessly switches over to electric and vice versa. And here it is at the body that God makes. When we fast, it switches from burning glucose.
How long had it taken the car makers to catch up with what God had already done?
Hey, I like that. I like that. Listen, we have more. But let's, if we were on commercial radio, we'd say go for a break. But we have better than commercials, man. We have D, G, J, Dad's Got Jokes. Karen has been out for, well, she hasn't been out, but the past few weeks, the staff here have been trying to raise funds for the station, and I think they missed our jokes.
Yeah, man, I think they've been through DGJ withdrawal.
Withdrawal.
So
that's a joke. Let's hope our audience didn't. So, since laughter is good for the soul, what's your joke?
Well, I have another random thought.
Oh.
I read this morning. Okay, you know a lot of lemonade mixes.
A lot of what?
Lemonade mixes are made with artificial flavoring. But you have furniture polish and cleaners that use actual lemon juice. What sense does that make? You're trying. Why do you keep trying not to laugh?
All right, then. Okay.
You must let it go.
All right.
You must let it go.
Gee. I've got metal furniture change set. So, you see this pen here?
I do.
I've got a new pen. I have got a new pen that can write underwater.
Okay.
Yeah. It can also write other words.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, not just underwater.
I got you.
Yeah, it can write water, it can write pen, it can write.
So you've just been writing the words underwater here for a while.
Though. Just for a while.
Okay.
Man. Yeah. Listen, we want to thank you for joining us and for voting for my joke. If you think my joke was better than the furniture polish, call or text us. But more importantly, to offer your support for this radio show. At the end of this month, October, as a team, we will decide the direction in which we go, because again, we need to make sure we use our resources effectively, our time, our energy, and the funds. We want to hear from you if this show is making a difference in your life. Also, to offer your support through your prayers, we ask that you pray for us. And we also ask that you support us in your hours. As a matter of fact, tomorrow's show, we're going to talk in detail about Operation Daducation. Mm-hmm. And even though tomorrow is meant to focus on the intellectual, the emotional, Charles, we're going to be talking about the value of reading and the benefit that it has mentally. And I know reading is one of your favorite things. And somebody just sent a two thumbs down for, I think it's your joke. They didn't say which one. So they'll have to be more specific. So number one, we ask for your prayers. Number two, we ask for your hours. 1 hour per week, that's 60 minutes. We will use that time to work with children who don't have a father figure in their lives to read to them and or with them. And thirdly, we ask for your dollars. We ask for your financial contribution. Just like how this station has survived and thrived for the past 35 years based on listener support, we're hoping that you will dad up, step up, and support us as we move forward. So, we have a few minutes left, and I learned also that fasting resets the palate So when we overconsume or we consume the wrong food, the processed sugary foods, they actually mess with our palate. You know, I can't remember, I was so smart at school. The tip of the tongue is sweetness.
Yeah.
The back is bitterness. The sides, sourness?
Sour.
I can't remember what else. But,
and the middle is salty.
I must be. That's the only space left. But So according to the research, man, when you eat all these foods or if you overconsume the wrong type of food, it actually sort of dulls the taste buds. And when you fast, it sort of recalibrates. It resets the palate. And I thought, oh, my goodness. Wow. So now I can taste better. You know the song, I Can See Clearly Now?
Okay.
You can see I can taste better now.
Yeah, you're right. Just a wealth of information here this morning.
And then the last one, it improves your relationship with food. Well, okay. What do you think that means? It improves your relationship with
food. Well, I don't know. I just, anytime we talk about overconsuming, I think back to when I was 14 at 6'6 and 220 pounds, I just couldn't get full. So I was eating everything in sight. So I don't know what my relationship was then, but it's better now.
Listen, food, of course, we need it. However, if we overconsume,
yes,
and especially the wrong type, we do damage to our bodies, and, one body that God has given to us.
And, you know, we have to be so careful because the foods that's available, especially fast food, it is so easily available.
Yes.
And a lot of times it's much cheaper. And even to the point where, and my wife and I say it's a wonder that anybody can lose weight when they look on TV and you can upgrade your order.
Yes.
To a larger size for an extra 90
and by the way,
cents.
They're home deliver now. I don't know how they. Oh, wow. I know that, yeah, but they're home deliver.
Yes, they do.
McDonald's and whoever drops it. You don't even walk to go get it, and therefore use some of the calories walking back.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That's one of the benefits. With a question mark of COVID?
Yes. But I want to say, though, certainly for our fathers and father figures, the examples we set for our children and how we prepared this generation to look after themselves moving forward in terms of their physical health,
yes,
is so crucial. Our examples matter. Well, as we come to the close of this program today, we would just want to say thank you for your support. Please continue to pray for us. We need your prayers. We need your hours. We need your dollars. And I trust you will have a great day today. Take care of the one body that God has given to you because it is the temple. And it's something that is loaned to us. And how we take care of what is loaned to us matters.
Amen.
All right. We close by saying,
Dad up.
Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.